Thank you all for, like Lisa said, staying through our last session of the day here today. One correction, I think my bio said that I worked for the Navy Environmental Health Center, but I work for the Navy and Marine Corps Public Health Center. We had a nav change, and I would get in a lot of trouble if anybody knew I had anything that still said NEHAC on it. Disclaimer here, the views here are mine and not necessarily reflect official positions of the Department of Navy or the DON. Just gonna skip back. The objectives of the presentation today are to outline the surveillance activities of the Navy and Marine Corps Public Health Center, discuss the capabilities and limitations of electronic health data currently used for infectious disease surveillance with the Navy and Marine Corps Public Health Center, and to illustrate some of the benefits of an integrated surveillance system with specific application to the Department of Navy. So the Navy and Marine Corps Public Health Center is the disease prevention and health promotion, is responsible for disease prevention and health promotion in support of the National Military Strategy. We are the Department of Navy's medical and deployment health surveillance hub. So we're responsible for surveillance of infectious and chronic diseases throughout the Department of Navy, which includes the Navy and the Marine Corps, and we're responsible for surveillance both in the United States and overseas for our all of the members of the Navy and their families who are at home and abroad, and also those who are stationed either on ships or deployed in forward operations, excuse me. We are designated by BUMED, the U.S. Navy Bureau of Medicine and Surgery, to provide preventative medicine support and subject matter expertise related to preventative medicine and epidemiology, and we also are designated to support BUMED in the areas of occupational and environmental health, deployment health, and health protection. And we have a website, nmcphc.med.navy.mil, where we have a lot of information about the different programs that we have. As a part of the Navy and Marine Corps Public Health Center, the EPI Data Center, or the EDC, is responsible for providing epidemiology and analytical services to the Public Health Center. The focus has been on case identification, the tracking of disease trends, and performing health studies. Injury, infectious and chronic diseases, mental health have all been areas that we've conducted research related to. We are also DOD GEIS, which is the Department of Defense Global Emerging Infection Surveillance and Response System. We are a partner lab of DOD GEIS, and as such, we have a DOD mission to conduct research and try to and to innovate in for throughout the Department of Defense in addition to our Department of Navy responsibilities. Surveillance of public health within the Department of Navy is unique in some ways, but in other ways is very similar to surveillance that would be done in any other sector. You know, we have infectious disease requirements just like anyone else, and chronic disease reportable events. But it's unique due to its global scope, with service members and their families all over the world. We also have multiple commands. We have deployed units and the fleet. We have a very unique patient population under particular strains. And we have a goal to support our troops in terms of mission readiness. So that's another area that's unique. At the EPI Data Center, we have access to very rich data. We have access, I'm just showing you to give you a flavor of the different kinds of, the variety of databases that we have. My colleague, Ms. Hines, is going to go into a little bit more detail about data. But we do have what we call HL7, which is extracts of laboratory, pharmacy, anatomic pathology, and radiology data from Department of Defense-wide clinical health systems. We have rosters of for demographic information, DMDC and DEERS, which tell us who is our population and where are they at any given time. We have the EDHA is the deployment health assessment, so that gives us a lot of metrics that from a survey that's done pre and post deployment of the service members. That's where a lot of our mental health information comes from. We have NDRSI, which is an automated or a web-based disease reporting system that's used by the preventative medicine technicians to report diseases. We have SIDR and SADR, which are our inpatient and ambulatory data records that contain all the records of medical visits at fixed military treatment facilities. And then PRIMS is a fitness database. And as you can see, some of these are DON, Department of Navy, and then some of them are DOD, Department of Defense wide, and include all the service information, and that's just dependent on sort of how they fit into our different projects and our mission. So we have developed methods within the EDC related to infectious disease detection and surveillance that fall into these five disease groupings. And these are the five groupings or pillars that DOD GICE has developed as their priority areas. And so respiratory infections, gastrointestinal infections, febrile and vector-borne, antimicrobial resistance, and sexually transmitted infections. And we do case finding, trend analysis, and research that fall into these areas. And I'm just going to, over the next several slides, show for each one of those pillars sort of some of the work that we've done and a little example of the kinds of results to give a flavor of the work that we do. So in terms of respiratory infections, a lot of the work that has been done related to respiratory infections has been in case identification, influenza, both seasonal influenza and in the recent H1N1. We've done a lot of revision of our methods to really make sure that we're capturing all of the data and are able to determine from our lab data whether it exactly what kind of which group of influenza. We've looked at group A beta hemolytic streptococcus, pneumonia. We've assessed our radiology data for severe respiratory infection. And a lot of this trend assessment goes towards supporting the policies for the Department of Navy in terms of how we prevent and treat these conditions and also to the development of programs for preventative and treatment. So here's a sample of some reports for influenza case identification. This is from the 2008-2009 influenza season, and the graph at the top shows weekly laboratory test results by type, just from our electronic laboratory data that are extracted out of the clinical systems. And then the lower graph shows antiviral prescriptions by drug type, again, as a method of tracking influenza. And again, I'm just going to be showing these slides sort of as to give a flavor. So if you have questions, please feel free to ask. Gastrointestinal infections, also the emphasis has been on detecting cases and looking at the burden. Some of the case identification methods that we've developed include those for Salmonella, Shigella, Campylobacter, Cryptosporidiosis. And then just trying one of the planned activities is to look at all GI illnesses and determine the burdens for each of these different diseases for our population. And here's a report that was generated just showing the numbers for the different diseases, both in the Navy and in the Marine Corps. And these are, Some of the work that we do is for just for active duty service members. This work is for all beneficiaries, who would be anybody who receives health care through the military health system. So that would be all active duty service members and their families and retirees. In the area of febrile and vector-borne diseases, we've done case identification for West Nile virus, malaria, working on Rocky Mountain spotted fever and Lyme disease. We do outbreak support for these diseases, and as well as trend evaluation. And one of the big areas that are important is the assessment of the risk of vector-borne diseases during deployment for our deployed beneficiaries. So here you can see, again, just a flavor of the kinds of reporting that's put out by our group. For antimicrobial resistance, we've been utilizing our electronic microbiology data to process through WHONET, which is the WHO-developed software for looking at trends in antimicrobial resistance. And we've been looking at ongoing trends and trying to develop reports to give to physicians and to infection control practitioners. And some of the particular studies that we've done are listed here. We've looked at looking at Acinetobacter species infections and returning war wounded, which is something that has been a big concern among the military population, public health population. And we've been looking at specifically looking at infections in recruits to see if there's any patterns and trends we can identify in that population. And then another area that we did research on this past year was to combine our laboratory and our encounter and our pharmacy data to look at treatment of MRSA-associated skin and soft tissue infections. And then finally, sexually transmitted infections. This is another big area of concern among our recruit population. The chlamydia screening is something that is a big concern, and there's a lot of work going on for STI disease burden estimation and evaluation of treatment practice and screening practices. So results of some of the evaluations of our screening have been development of new instructions for the screening of this disease. And currently, the Department of Navy active duty females are supposed to be screened annually for chlamydia, and this is showing the results that we of some compliance analysis that was conducted with our group. Yes, ma'am. That's a good question. There's a new group, well, a group with a greater and expanded role that's the Armed Forces Health Surveillance Center. And frankly, we're all sort of jostling around and figuring out exactly who has the expertise where. I don't believe that there is ultimately, there are areas that the Epi Data Center are, you know, the Navy Marine Corps Public Health Center, Epi Data Center have developed that are unique to the our group. And there are areas there's a similar group for the Army called CHIPM, which I don't know what their acronym stands for actually, but they've done a lot of work with medical encounter data. And so I think rather than there being exactly, you know, one Epi Data Center, there may be several at the different services, and each of those centers sort of has expertise in a particular area. But say about 50% of the work that we do is Department of Defense wide because of our relationship with DOD GEIS. And we collaborate with all the services and our, you know, share. we share. Thank you for that question. So currently within the EPI Data Center, we have these three areas that we're working on that are our IT projects. We have something called the NDRSI case finding module, which is the Navy Disease Reporting System Internet. So it's the web-based surveillance system. And the case finding module, what it does is it takes the electronic laboratory data that we receive and automatically finds cases, puts that information and populates it out into the web-based reporting system so that a provider can go and see, you know, you have these three suspect, you know, whatever, salmonella cases, fill in the additional information. So it's similar to the reporting structure that might happen, you know, with a state public health system that gets the electronic laboratory data and then feeds it back out to the local public health. And that's something that we're kind of working through disease by disease, as a lot of times is the case. So we currently have, I want to say we have about a dozen diseases implemented, and we're just cranking away at getting all 80 of the reportable diseases put in there. And the people who are responsible for reporting are mostly Navy preventative medicine technicians, and they're sort of like, I would venture to say they're sort of like a local public health. Yes, sir.
The NDRSI system, is it source data, lab data primarily, exclusively, or is clinical data as well?
The NDRSI system is originally designed as an internet-based system for the reporting of medical events by preventative medicine technicians. So they would be going through their cases and reporting them that way rather than reporting them on paper. The case finding module, so far it has been based on the diseases that we've done so far have been almost exclusively laboratory based, although we're working on looking at prescriptions for finding cases of tuberculosis. Okay, thank you. Another area that we are working on is to develop dashboards to just show some metrics related to antibiotic resistant organisms and influenza surveillance. And then finally, we receive flat file extracts of HL7 data from a centralized location, and those all come to us, you know, flat, not person based. So we're working on a big project to try to integrate our extracts from the health level 7 data for the laboratory, pharmacy, anatomic pathology, and radiology data so that it can be a more easily used database. So we, at the EPI Data Center, have the goal to create an integrated infectious disease surveillance system, which would be a web-based system for dissemination of a system for tracking infectious disease-related medical events within the Department of Navy. And the benefits will improve upon current surveillance activities by informing practitioners, by getting timely reports to key public health decision makers as well as practitioners to let them know what's going on with the patient population. The planned features include, you know, a dynamic person-based relational database to be able to track multiple events over time and space for people and groups of people, and to automate surveillance activities to the extent possible. So we have these five different groups, and within each group our approach is to standardize the existing surveillance capabilities, identify and fill gaps in the reporting requirements for the Department of Navy, and to validate case identifications for diseases and groups of diseases. So I think I'm out of...
You've got 2 minutes.
Well, 2 minutes. I will take any more questions.
We know that the national federal government level, the CDC supports the local and state development of integrated surveillance capacity, mm-hmm. too. having some security issues. But the tools, you know, I think that are tools that we all are striving to develop with really a limited amount of resources. So I know at the national level at CDC, you know, we're supporting the development of open source tools, tools that can leverage components for other users, you know, other organizational jurisdictions that may need to do surveillance as well.
Mm-hmm.
So my question, I guess, is have you considered on the tool side development? I know this is an epidemiologic point of view, which is great because I'm an epidemiologist, but there's also information technology.
Right, right.
The architecture of your system. And how is that system proprietary? Is it
something that
can be leveraged for other?
This is all in the planning stages. So there's not actually, I mean, this is just, we feel like we've been doing all of these little piecemeal things, and we have finally gotten some leadership to recognize the need for this and are trying to advocate for it, and are starting to get buy-in from BUMED and buy-in from DOD Geis, and so we'll be looking for
tracking along with the Council of State and Territorial Immunologists for the case definitions for these
mm-hmm.
diseases that you're collecting, so there's a standardized set of information variables and case definition. And also the tools that you develop in them in such a way so they can be leveraged by other stakeholders.
Because
mm-hmm. that wouldn't be a privacy concern.
Right, and taking advantage of the work
yeah.
that's been done by others.
So
absolutely.
You can, you
know,
build it out,
if there are any more questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rosa.